Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, those that give life meaning.
Bugling elk and traffic jams. Did you know friends of ours who ranched along the Saline River found elk sheds buried in a bank when they were working cattle years ago? My first response was, impossible! We don't have free roaming elk in western Kansas. After examining their treasures, it was clear the creature that lost these antlers inhabited this country over a century earlier. Seeing those artifacts was the first time I realized that elk once populated the Great Plains. I'd always considered them mountain dwellers. Shortly afterward, I read Stephen Ambrose's Undaunted Courage and Lewis and Clark's journals. Sure enough, those famed explorers found wapiti on the prairie. Since I missed my opportunity to enjoy rutting elk in Kansas by 120 years or so, I ventured to Rocky Mountain National Park this September to hear and see what my husband has enjoyed while bow hunting each autumn. Because I never joined my hunter on his adventures, my knowledge came secondhand from his tales or from watching the Outdoor Channel. As a result, I had preconceived notions. None involved traffic jams or hordes of humanity. Once we escaped Estes Park to drive through Rocky Mountain National Park, I scanned the horizon, hoping to see a massive bull or cow silhouetted against golden aspen. We spotted bighorn sheep, moose, chipmunks, and humans. Lots of humans, but no elk. We drove into ranching country outside the park, expecting we'd spot one, but no luck. My driver told me the time of day wasn't right to spy our quarry, but I hoped. On our return trip, we struck pay dirt. A small bull with a tiny harem grazed on a hillside. Not only did we spot these sought-after creatures, so did 20 other drivers. Motorists parked haphazardly on the narrow road so they could photograph these elusive beasts. I rolled down my window to hear that distinctive rutting call. The only sound disturbing my day was that of door slamming and people talking. A friend told us to try Bear Lake Road at dusk. It was great advice because soon after we turned south, we spied an impressive male and his ladies trailed by a couple of satellite bulls grazing among the pines. The leader bugled as we drove past. I shared this thrill with a score of fellow gawkers. We drove mountainous curves to the Cub and Fern Lake turnoff. Several trophy beasts occupied a grassy park bordering the river. For the next 2 hours, I reveled as one after another, their voices grew increasingly louder. Cows joined the fray with softer woofs and snuffles. Despite my spouse's warning not to expect so much, we were enjoying an elk symphony. We even saw two smaller males knock heads and lock antlers while another wallowed in the mud nearby. Did I mention we shared this thrill with at least 200 or maybe more other folks? Unfortunately, this was just the number of sightseers at our location. Apparently, many more had traveled up to Bear Lake. As dusk fell, every one of us decided to go home simultaneously. The resulting bumper-to-bumper traffic created the illusion of miles of strung diamond and ruby necklaces. There were so many elk watchers on the mountain that it took us 2 hours to travel 6 miles back to our cabin. The good news is that we heard ongoing bugling through the entire return trip. Our second bonus was that wapiti gawkers are polite. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and voiced by Karen Madoran, produced by Cindy Talley. More Prairie Tales online at hppr.org.